At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, a lighthearted, unprovable argument without any references to ice cream.
None.
As always, no references to ice cream whatsoever. Not
today. Maybe next time.
I'd love to tell you why that is, but that would violate several state and federal statutes.
And there'd be a fight and then stuff happens.
As always, I am your host, Josh James.
I'm the co-host, Jeff Prefert.
And this week, we're going to talk about movies, more specifically, summer blockbusters. I thought I knew exactly what that meant, and I was informed that I was wrong. It's broader than what I thought. We'll get to that in a minute. But we're gonna break this up into multiple episodes, I believe. This is too broad of a topic. This week we're going to stick to the summer blockbuster action films.
Nice.
We're going to kind of dive into our favorites and not so favorites and, what really makes up a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Like a summer blockbuster movie. And we'll kind of go from there. This week, our beer of the week is from Anthem Brewing. It's called a Strawberry Wheat Forever.
Strawberry Wheat.
Yep.
Sounds delicious.
I knew he'd love it. A little play on the Beatles song. Yeah. Or no, was that the Beatles or was that just John Lennon?
Talking about strawberry wine
strawberry
from... Strawberry... Oh, okay.
Fields Forever. That's what they're...
I thought you were going with strawberry wine from Deanne Carter.
Nope, that's not what I was doing. That wasn't the play at all.
Strawberry. Nope.
Yeah, go ahead. I think we can do 10 seconds before they sue us for copyright? Go ahead. We got
nobody
10 seconds. I want to hear. No,
nobody
I think
wants
everybody
10
wants,
seconds of that.
Everybody wants 10 seconds of that. It's out of Urban Farmhouse Brewery, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. 5% alcohol by volume. They don't list the IBUs. Are you okay? Do you need to
know? I'm fine with that. So I think what we're going to do is, you know, when we take our drink, we'll guess that, and then we can put those guesses on there, and hopefully Anthem Brewing go ahead and like
and let us know what it is.
Yeah, that'd be cool of them. Or maybe they don't know.
They probably don't know.
they may have no idea.
Nobody cares outside of you snooty IPA drinkers. Are you ready?
Ready.
Did yours explode like mine did?
There it did.
All right.
That's just everywhere.
That was a huge fail.
I'm not sure how that tasted.
I don't know either. This is a disaster.
We'll be right back.
Holy shit. welcome back to the podcast. We had to take a little break because both of the beers that we opened just overflowed.
None of my beers did that. I like to point that out.
You're right. None of yours did. I didn't do anything to make this happen.
I think it shows his driving. Because he's been here for a while.
He got so worked up on the way here.
And I'm telling you, I think it just shows you driving skills.
I also picked it up like just a few blocks from your house. that was wild.
So,
and the amount that came out, it was more than 12 ounces. How did that? Tell me how that
works. It was like
a
volcano.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Yes. But I am
covered in strawberry beer now.
Have fun driving home. Yeah, don't get pulled over.
It's awful.
I still don't know what it tastes like.
Anyway, yeah. Do you want to try it now?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and try it now.
Calmed down?
Yeah, now that it's calmed down and not angry at us.
God, it's so mad.
Not worth the trouble.
No, that's for sure. I don't dislike it by any means.
No, it's not bad. Actually, I really don't mind it at all. I like that sweetness with it.
The reason I thought it might be good is because one of my favorite seasonal beers is a cherry wheat from Sam Adams.
Yeah.
I really like that one. It comes that out in the good. Wintertime. And I'm like, oh, strawberry. That would be good. It doesn't taste bad. I'm angry right now that it exploded everywhere. So that it could lose a few points at that.
I don't know. Oh, boy, did it.
I don't know what happened. I took it from the cooler at the liquor store. I put it in my back seat. I drove here. I took it out. I don't know what happened.
Well, it also went from, you know, because I think they're like 30 degrees in those coolers. And then you put it in your car, yeah. which was warm. This is a strawberry beer. So it had, you know, fruit with sugars.
You're probably right.
So, and kaboom.
Yeah. These are weapons.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
This is what people should rob banks with, not alligators.
Exactly.
Just open a strawberry beer and throw it at them. Fucking grenade.
Open this.
Anyway, I don't even know where we were.
We didn't know what the IBUs were.
Didn't know what the IBUs were. Honestly, at this point, I don't give a shit.
I didn't even think about that. I still don't know what they are. Not high.
Not high at all. It's very strawberry forward.
I would imagine, IBU-wise, maybe like 8 to 15, somewhere in there. It's really low.
Yeah.
Because, there's a very high strawberry flavor in it.
Yeah, that's all I taste.
Which is not horrible, but...
Yeah. Now flat strawberry.
Because I know, well, that's the other thing. I don't even know if it's carbonated anymore. I can't tell.
I would say let's get a new one, but I'm assuming the same thing would happen. Anyway, the beer of the week was
I'll wait till I'm in the shower to have my shower beer.
Beer of the week this week was a big fail. While I was there picking one out,
it wasn't a fail. I mean, the beer itself wasn't a fail. I didn't mind it. Yeah. It was the explosion that failed.
That part wasn't good.
The opening of it.
While I was there, I saw a beer and I thought, I almost grabbed it and fucking now I should have. That would have been a better joke. It was this chocolate stout that you said you loved so much.
I really figured that's what was coming.
I should have. They had this peanut butter milk stout that was there. Maybe we'll get that next time and try it. I'm just going to bring the weirdest shit I can find for us to try.
Let's see how much stuff can blow up. Sounds good.
Yeah. Now I'm going to find a way to rig one up just to make every
all of them.
Shake it up before I give it to you.
Yeah. That sounds good.
God, that was crazy. Besides this, man, how was your week?
It was good. I mean, just still taking care of Jax and just doing that thing.
Is he doing better? Is he healing up?
He is. Yeah, good. He's doing all right. My other kid, he's been gone since the surgery.
You guys are pulling a Family Matters situation where the youngest one just disappeared season two. That's kind of
what happened, yeah. For season summer. Yeah, he went to stay with the grandparents. They only live about 20 minutes away, so it's not like he's here like, every other day he comes back for a couple hours while she goes to work. So it's not like he's gone.
Right.
He makes his presence felt with his loudness when he does come in.
Kids are loud, man. That's what they are as a parent. That's the biggest lesson I learned as a parent is how loud children are.
Yeah. But an update on Jack. So he's doing well. He can get up and move around on his own now. He doesn't today really it was the first time he hasn't been using the walker. Just walking around. He's walking very stiff-like. He doesn't move. His shoulders don't move. He's getting around pretty well, so that's good.
That's awesome, man. I'm happy to hear that.
2 days, we go with Staples taken out.
That's great.
So I'm videoing that.
You should post that to our Instagram.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
This week for me was pretty non-eventful, except for the flooding that took place in my closet.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism for something cool, I'm sure. I was getting ready to leave town for the weekend and stepped to get one more thing out of the closet. And I stepped in and just water just squished.
Yeah.
So I started taking stuff out of the bottom of the closet. This is 5 a.m, mind you. And it had been wet a while.
It's when it happens, man. Right. Every time.
Just wet, soggy boxes. Again, not a euphemism, as I wish it were. So I had to get that all cleaned up and spent the entirety of the weekend doing that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so good times. And then later that night, one of the toilets at my house was running.
Sometimes they run.
Yeah. And I was like, I have the kit already. Yeah. I'll just go ahead and replace that. That's easy.
See, that was your first thing. You said, that's easy.
the shut off valve for the water would not shut off, which is a huge problem when you're trying to shut water off. So I was trying to move the inside of the, you know, part of the toilet that
right.
brings water. I don't know what they're called. The little stem thing that comes up. I was yeah. trying to move that around and the top flew off of it. So there's the high pressure fire hose shooting. It took my contacts out of my eyeball. That's how much water pressure was coming out of this fucking thing.
You could have just moved your head.
I was trying to get it back on because I couldn't shut the water off. And it was at this point, it's like 12:30 at night. The only human being I know that could help me within like a 500 mile radius is you. And I think you were asleep or sending me fucking TikToks at the same time as I'm trying to do this.
It was probably the TikTok thing.
Probably.
Man, it was the Yetis, I'm sure.
Yeah. And oh, the Bigfoot Yetis. Have you guys come across yeah. these AI created vlogs?
Oh, from, so good.
From like these Yetis and Bigfoot and shit. It's hilarious to me. It's
having the humans as pets. Oh, so good.
It's a lot of fun every time I see them. So whoever's doing that, keep up the good work.
We are getting hours of entertainment off yeah. that.
Anyway, so I finally got that fixed and just kind of stood there weeping for a while in a really wet bathroom. Again, not a euphemism. And got that cleaned up. And now
really
I
just wet bathroom.
Sleep for two what or
euphemism
three
would that be for?
I don't know. It's up to that's your really interpretation. I don't know. I don't make euphemisms up. I just know they exist, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my week. It fucking sucked. And then I come here
sounds
and get
great.
I get
showered
by a beer. I might as well fill out the awesome week that it's happening and just go to Taco Bell and get a bag full of fucking tomatoes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that was my week. You're way to be a Debbie Downer here on the yeah. on the podcast now. No, I'm fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Nothing's on fire.
That's a good time to break for words from these great sponsors. We'll be back after this advertisement.
And now to the funny news.
No one's still paying us for this.
Nobody.
But I figure if we put the space in.
Yeah, absolutely.
When someone eventually.
And we can make that space longer. We're just letting you know.
Yeah.
We can really make that space longer.
As long as you want, really. We have pause and record buttons.
Yep.
My thought is if we do somehow get a sponsor, we can tell them, hey, we've already got content. Sorry if you guys can hear that. Jeff's neighbor's a real cool fella and drives a motorcycle.
I don't know who that was.
But we could back charge, I guess. I don't think I'm going to call that. We say, hey, we already got all these episodes that people are just listening to all the time.
Yeah.
All 9 or 10 of these people that listen.
Yeah.
Would love to hear from your product. Anyway.
The
motorcycle fucked me up.
What's yeah.
up?
And really, if people gave us beer money and stuff like that, you know, maybe we wouldn't get exploding beer.
That's true. Yeah. You guys suggest a beer that doesn't explode in my face.
Yeah.
Maybe they want more of that. Maybe.
Could really go either way.
A good time to hear.
Yeah. Man. Could go either way.
Anyway, so you had a funny news story,
and it kind of goes with what we're talking about this week and movies. And I know a lot of other people have going to heard this one already, but it kind of flows in. And I still think this is not necessarily funny, just ironically funny. All right. And this is by people.com.
Okay. Oh, that's how you know it's a good one.
Yeah, right. It's legit. A real-life incident occurred during a screening of Final Destination Bloodlines
yeah.
at Cinema Ocho in La Plata, Argentina on May 19th, 2025. So not that long ago. A portion of the theater ceiling collapsed during injuring 29-year-old Fiamma. I'm going to butcher this, and I am so sorry. I know you're not listening, but
they might be. We do have one listener.
This is going to be the one listener, yeah. and they're going to be like, "Oh my gosh, I'm never listening to that again."
This is it.
Fiamma Villaverde.
That wasn't right.
Villaverde.
That wasn't right.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know her.
I didn't know it was a girl. Go.
Oh, actually, I don't either. Who was attending the movie with her daughter. It was her. And a friend to celebrate her birthday. The loud noise initially seemed part of the film, but a large piece of debris fell on her, narrowly missing her head. She sustained bruises and later sought medical attention, including an x-ray, and has been unable to work since the incident. Mm. Villaverde has consulted a lawyer and plans to file a formal complaint against the theater, criticizing the management for their inadequate response and expressing deep concern for her daughter's safety.
I if I were the theater, I would be like, listen, you guys have heard of those 4D experiences.
Right. That's just what it was.
This we do the 12D here. Whatever you see.
Like on. They really have no idea they were actually just in the movie. That's going to be in the next Final Destination movie. They just don't know that yet.
Man, speaking of Final Destination, I know everyone that's like around our age, anytime you get behind a truck
with
logs on it.
Yeah.
Like that's the first thing I think
of. Absolutely.
And I thought it was brilliant that that movie, when it came out this summer, mm-hmm. that was part of the advertising campaign.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Nope. It was good stuff.
That's a funny story. I mean, someone got hurt.
Right. So. That's why it wasn't like funny story, but I thought it like, number one, ironic as hell. I mean, of all the movies to be watching when a ceiling collapses and you almost die.
Yeah. No, I mean, even if I were in that theater and it killed me, like I would be like, nah, I get it. That's a good one.
But you know I mean, she almost died. So we really needed to like track her.
Oh yeah. 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 This could be this could
that's
be
what I'm whole, talking yeah, about. Yeah.
That's true.
She needs to be tracked. I'm just kidding. I'm not tracking you if you are the one listener.
I wouldn't know how to do that. I wouldn't even know how to track someone like that.
We can figure it out.
Contrary to what some people may believe. Anyway, this has been a fun episode so far. I feel off ever since the beer thing. I just feel off.
Well, you know, the beer's on us instead of in
that's
us.
That's why, so. Yeah.
No euphemism.
So, in the theme of summer blockbusters, our weekly favorite, I want to know, sorry about that bad segue also.
Yeah, it's fine. So, while they were, hold on.
Oh, you weren't done? I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm so sorry. So, yeah, while they're sitting there, I heard that she was eating popcorn.
Oh, they were doing a segue. Look at you being a professional host.
I mean, it was a backward segue, but it was a segue.
Listen,
nonetheless.
Being sprayed in the face with the beer brought back PTSD from the toilet thing, which then was the water in the closet. It was just a lot of things at once, you know?
And I started singing earlier, so that really threw things off.
Yeah. That's you're right. It is your fault.
No,
I'll tell you why the beer was trying to get the fuck out of that can.
Right, it's like, vibrations from my singing.
Just anyway, the weekly favorite is like movie snack combo, right? Like, I know that's changed a lot. I remember when I was back in my day, there was like a certain,
right.
You know, it was like one or two things that everybody would get, but that's a lot different now. But what is your go-to two or three things?
Yeah. So when I go, of course I get a drink. So that's usually going to be root beer, Mountain Dew, something like that. Normally root beer, really, as I've gotten older, it's root beer. I think as a kid, it was probably Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And then for my popcorn, I get popcorn and Snickers and I put them together and I mix my Snickers and my popcorn. It's just a treat every now and again, just to pull out a handful and get a nice little Snickers in there.
It's funny you say that.
Yeah. I really like doing that. And then I get a candy and I usually get, as I've gotten older, I've gotten different things. I mean, used to be like Reese's or, I used to get Snickers without the popcorn, just get the Snickers part of it. But Junior Mints are what I get now.
That's the oldest fucking
I know, and I totally understand, and I totally agree with you, but it is what it is, and that's what I get. I'm not going to lie on here.
When we went to the movies a while back, a couple months ago, and you got Junior Mints, I didn't even know you could still buy them. I thought it was one of those things you could always find, like those novelty candy shops.
Absolutely not.
I didn't.
I love Junior Mints.
Who the fuck is I eating Junior Mints?
Enough people to keep them in movie theaters.
That's not true.
Yes, it is, or else they wouldn't have them.
They just know that old people are the ones that yell the loudest. You take away the one candy they have, it's going to be a whole thing.
I'm old people.
I know.
I'm fine with that.
Well, I know. Calm down, boomer, right?
Gen X, thank you very much.
It is funny that you say that you dump you dump your candy in your popcorn, because Reese's Pieces in a bucket of popcorn is my favorite thing.
And I've done that before.
With a cherry vanilla Coke.
That's good.
That's my Well, if you see me in a theater,
so listen to this fancy dude that got to go to theaters that had cherry, vanilla, anything. So we had like Mountain Dew, Pepsi, and root beer.
That was basically it. I don't know. That's always been my go-to.
But that's what you. I mean, you said that's what your go-to.
Yeah, now.
Oh, okay. Now, okay. That's fair.
They all have those fucking Coke freestyle machines where you can put whatever you want and whatever you want. The one here barely has a screen. Every time I go
in, it's nice people that own it.
Okay.
They don't have crap, but they're nice people that own it.
How nice they are. It's a better movie experience in my house.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's a bigger screen.
100%. Not much.
Yes, it is.
Dude, stop it. I have a small living room and a pretty big TV. It's about the same.
Ratio-wise.
Right. It's about the same. Okay.
I'll give you that one. Ratio-wise, you're probably right.
But no, that's my go-to. And if I do get like a candy instead of just chocolate, Skittles, 100% of the time. I love Skittles.
See, I don't know why. I just don't go to Skittles.
Well, after your candy eating days. Right.
I would do like Twizzlers.
Twizzlers is a good one.
Yeah, I like Twizzlers.
Classic. I feel like that's like a classic movie treat.
Yeah. Snowcaps? I'm just kidding. I think my son actually got Snowcaps not too long ago, but I think it was one of those things where he just saw it and was like, ooh, I want to try that.
I don't even know what's... I mean, I've seen the box, but yeah, I don't know what Snowcap is.
It has these little hard candy on top of the chocolate. That's all it really is.
It's weird.
It's like a white, hard candy. It's like
fucking Necco wafers and a Chico stick, you old bastard.
Cherry mash. That's what I'm talking about. Get me started, buddy. Get those candy cigarettes out.
Dude, I do love. Isn't the candy cigarettes, aren't they the same kind of candy that's in the sticks that are in like lick 'em?
No.
Aren't they? No. They're not similar candies.
They're similar. Yeah, they're similar. Because look, I think they're not as hard. I don't think
that's probably true. Yeah, they're more chalky.
Yeah.
Listen, if you can get me a bag of the sticks that come with like the Lick-A-Mades or whatever,
I believe they sell those. Actually,
I have not. Do they?
I believe so.
I want a case of them.
A case?
A whole case. They're amazing. I like that so much better than the powder stuff that comes in.
See, I don't mind the powder either, though.
I didn't say I hated it, but I like the stick a lot better.
Yeah. I think I would get tired of just the stick if I didn't like dip it every now and again.
Listen, if you do the stick right, you never get tired of it.
Need a little powder on it. Powder.
That's a different podcast, my friend. Okay.
There's zero carbonation in mine.
Yeah, it's not good. It's very flat. It tastes like a beer that has spilled. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's what it is.
Because it did.
Okay. So let's get right into this.
Yeah.
So in my head, when I hear summer blockbuster, and maybe that is just because of the time where I was like of prime movie going age, you know? I think of action movies. Like I think of like a Will Smith summer action movie. That's what I think of a blockbuster. Come to find out, they're of all genres, because the only criteria to be a summer blockbuster is like a high budget, highly anticipated, like popular film.
Hyped.
Yeah.
It's a hyped film.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was wrong about that, everyone, and I apologize.
Well, we didn't even get to the point. Like, we didn't even get to talk about that. So I didn't know you're wrong, but I figured you were.
Yeah, I am. I wasn't going to tell you how to do it. If I'm going to admit that I'm wrong.
For me, like,
I'm going to do it once for the podcast.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, for me, I mean, if you're talking about like what a blockbuster is number one, has to be like highly hyped, has to be commercials on it. There has to be all that stuff. But also, I think it's those big movies that they show in winter and spring at the movies as the previews, and it's the long preview. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I always go to. Cause even like, you know, back in, you know, the 80s and 90s, like you didn't have as many movies and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was just different then. So when you went into a movie and the previews came on, those are going to be, I mean, feature events were literally feature events, where today it's not like that.
Right.
I mean, there's so many titles that come out now. It's unbelievable.
Well, we'll get to this later. There's only three titles that come out now, pretty much. There's just a bunch of different versions of that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of how it's kind of always been outside of when they like started with CGI and stuff like that. Once CGI jumped in, you know, in the early 2000s, that opened up a lot.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, then you could start changing, you know, how movies were made and like even like who was in movies, you know, as we found out, you know, with Princess Leia and stuff like that and the newer Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just add people into movies right. now. Yeah. So, yeah, the dynamics change in the movie. So, of course, you know, when you have stuff like The Matrix, which was not a summer blockbuster.
No, I looked that up. That surprised me. There are a few that surprised me.
So, and I actually knew that one only because I went and watched it in the theaters because I was old enough to.
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't.
So I went and watched that, and it was, I think it was in November. I remember it was coldish out. We went to Pizza Hut afterwards. And me and one of my friends talked about it for extensively long time.
That is such a good movie.
We nerded out on
even
it.
Even now, it's phenomenal.
And we were talking about like, you know, the different movies. And like I just pulled up this graph from StephenFollows.com. So I don't know how truly accurate it is. But in 1980, there was just over 100 feature films per year that came out. And if you look at just 2010... there were over 500.
Yeah.
So it's five times the amount. And now you look at...
all like...
these are feature films that came out to theaters.
Right. But that isn't national releases, things like that.
Right.
So like
there's still... So there's feature films and then there's the non-feature films that go straight to DVD or sure. don't hit yeah. any movie theaters right. whatsoever. So these hit some movie theater somewhere.
Yeah.
And so you went from 100 to 500. And then you get to like 2018... 2018 had almost at 900, which is a crazy amount. But also, I mean, movie theaters got bigger. I mean, think about the complexes of movie theaters now and how many. Huge. So, I mean, the summer blockbuster itself, I mean, they can put out more movies now. So I think that's where I kind of hold on to those older movies because, number one, there weren't that many of them. Maybe they weren't. Like, if they were stood up today, maybe they wouldn't match up.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole other topic we can get into because there's a lot of movies that I love because of some nostalgia or something tied right. to them or when I watched them yep. or whatever. The, yeah, if they came out at my age now, I might be like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. yeah.
But in my head, when I was wrong, basically it had to have like Tom Cruise or like Will Smith or like
I The Rock Tom Cruise now.
You know what I mean? These huge big budget movies, and I've said Will Smith several times because if you want to talk about an actor who's owned the summer,
talking about Tom Cruise, not even close.
Okay, look it up.
I did.
Okay,
I mean
list them.
So you had all the Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, no, those suck.
No, they didn't.
They are not good.
You're
movies.
Talking about summer blockbusters.
They're not good movies.
So what did Will Smith have? He had Independence Day. Mm-hmm. He had Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
He had Ali and Bad Boys.
I know that, first of all, but a lot of those are large like franchises now. They have multiple ones. But again, this goes back to what I was like saying before, right? Of like these action films.
Right.
I fall asleep in Mission Impossible movies. I understand there's supposed to be these like action scenes or whatever.
Well, sure.
But there's 92 minutes of wearing different masks and talking quietly into a microphone that I can't fucking handle. I can't handle it. But don't listen to me because another action franchise that people love are the Bourne movies. I've never once been able to finish a Bourne movie. Not one time in my entire life.
I love the Bourne
Apparently,
movies.
I hate spies. That's how American I am.
Did you ever watch the movie Ronin?
No.
You would hate it. You should watch it.
Oh, I probably would. I don't like the title. No, I'm just kidding.
But you look at like Tom Cruise. I mean, compared to Will Smith.
Like, but to me, the
takeaway, that was just one franchise.
The Tom Cruise Mission movies. Impossible. The Tom Cruise, like.
Top Gun.
Right.
Top Gun Maverick. I mean, same franchise. I get that. Right. But they were so far apart. They're right. two different movies. The Jack Reacher movies.
Never seen them in my life.
Well, it's not my problem. You're not up to date on the movies.
What's the theme of this fucking podcast?
A Few Good Men.
That does not fit into what the point I'm trying to make right now.
You're saying it's if who owns summer blockbusters? Those were summer blockbusters.
Right. I was wrong when I thought I knew what a summer blockbuster was. I am trying to elaborate
but now you're
on
saying,
that list of wrong things.
I know, but you're saying Will Smith like ran it. He didn't even come close, even in action.
That's a wild thing to say.
He had five movies and since 2000. Actually, earlier than 2000, because I think Men in Black was 97.
Okay. Look, you can look up. You can look up an IMDb run.
Yeah, I did.
And summer action movies.
Okay.
In a row. I promise you, Will Smith has more in a row than Tom Cruise has in a row.
What do you mean by in a row?
All right.
No. And I'm being serious.
One after the other.
So like on their IMDb or yeah. In a list of some sort?
On their IMDb.
Oh, no. Tom Cruise, all the way.
I don't mean classic good movies. I mean action movies.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to take Mission Impossible. He's done it since 2014.
I've already told you how...
Just because you don't like it.
That is the whole point of this fucking show, Jeff, is that my opinion is what I'm arguing here. I'm not arguing factual things. I'm not arguing tangible shit here. I'm telling you that in my heart, I fucking hate those movies.
Okay, that doesn't take away that it's an action movie and summer blockbuster.
It does to me.
You're telling me to look at a list. I can look at a list too. That list shows me it is.
Yeah, I'll go through. I'll put an X on all the ones that don't okay, fucking count.
You can't do that. It's already on the list.
If you're talking of just movie runs, like, yeah, Tom Cruise has a better just good movie run. Tom Hanks has by far the best of anyone I've ever seen in my life. But
I'm talking about summer blockbusters.
God damn it, Jim. I'm talking about... You can keep saying that word over and over again. It doesn't change the point I'm trying to make here. Okay. And it's that I don't fucking like Tom Cruise, all right?
I get that.
No, I actually really do like a lot of Tom Cruise movies. Top Gun is one of my favorite movies.
Apparently you do not.
And I love like Days of Thunder, but I don't think that was... That doesn't count. That's not a summer blockbuster movie. I don't even know when that was released. I like those kind of,
you know, and I will take this back.
Where he gets to be a big movie star, not where he...
When I looked that up, I wasn't looking at summer ones.
Yeah.
Because I did have it separated differently on that. So, yeah. No, you may be right on that. Only on the point that they may not come out in summer. But you're taking that off the table anyways because you didn't know what a summer blockbuster was. So, you're still wrong.
I knew when the fucking season was. Oh, my God. Listen, I'm going to come across this desk.
No, you're not. You spill two more beers.
You guys have listened to a few episodes now, and we've barely argued. We've been pretty agreeant. Is that a word? Did I just say a fake word?
Well, I mean, anybody can make up a word.
That's what I'm saying. I think I just made up a word. We've agreed on a lot of what we've talked about so far in the podcast. This is how most of our conversations go.
Absolutely.
Us yelling at each other.
Yeah.
About things that no one else gives a shit about. The Rock has had a good run of summer blockbuster movies.
Has he? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't care for them that much.
Yeah, he has.
But if you're talking about, I mean, what the definition is that I had in my head when I got here, he has done well. I love a lot of, back to this, I really do love a lot of Tom Cruise movies.
Well, I mean, he's the king of it.
One or two of them may make the list we talk about later. That's how good they are. But he's also been in a lot of ones.
Funny enough, none of mine do.
See, there you go.
But what I'm saying is for one actor, like to own summer,
uh-huh.
Like it's Tom Cruise. And I mean, you can just go back to Top Gun. I mean,
yeah, you keep saying that one. You said Top Gun and Mission Impossible.
Okay. Mission Impossible, Top Gun, Jack Reacher, A Few Good Men, Jerry Maguire, Rain Man, Minority Report. Will Smith had Bad Boys, Men in Black, Ollie, Independence Day. He had Pursuit of Happiness, which was good. I don't know when that...
See, I do not like that movie because that's not what I want to see Will Smith do.
What else has he done? It's either that kind of movie or he does Hitch.
Yeah, I like his comedy stuff.
But all he did was Hitch.
What?
What others did he do?
Listen,
I'm really when trying I got to think
here,
right now.
When I got here,
you shook up the beer, didn't you? Listen, you knew I was going to talk about this.
When I got here, you couldn't name another Steven Spielberg movie.
That's true.
So maybe.
I can now.
Maybe.
Shark Tale. You like Shark Tale. That's what it is.
Yeah. Love Shark Tale.
I Am Legend.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was a good one.
You're the only one that likes I Am Legend.
No. You're right. That's why they're making a sequel all those years later. I like
7.2. 7.2. Garbage. No, just kidding.
I swear to God, I'm going to.
iRobot?
You right in the mouth.
I like iRobot, actually.
iRobot was a good one. You're right. Will Smith has not had any good movies. What are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at Will Smith's movies.
On what site?
On the Googles. And I'm looking at all of them. All movies. starting in 92 with Where the Day Takes You.
Yeah, you know how action-packed that movie is?
No, never heard of it.
I haven't either. I couldn't tell you what it's about. And this isn't me being like just some massive fan of Will Smith now.
Sounds that way.
Because I got to tell you, I don't think I've watched anything the guy's done at all since he smacked Chris Rock in the face at the Oscars.
Well, he hasn't done anything since
then. I think he's done a few things.
He's doing Bad Boys. Yeah, he did Emancipation, which I've already
done one or two. Yeah,
I didn't see Emancipation. Well, he did the tennis movie, King Richard.
Yeah, that's what he won that year for. Yeah. And they still let him win. That situation made me. This isn't a summer blockbuster.
Oh, that was after that. So he's only done. He did Emancipation, and then he did Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Yeah, fuck him. I'm pulling this up here. Sorry for me being quiet. I'm pulling up his.
It's okay.
IMDb.
It's calmer in here now.
It really started with 96 and Independence Day. And then 97 was Men in Black.
95 is when it started with Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah, that was before. You're right. And then Enemy of the State in 98. Oh, you don't tell me that's not
a good
movie?
It was okay.
You like fucking Mission Impossible, you like Enemy of the State?
It was okay. I'll give you that one. It was okay.
I don't like this movie. I don't like it. Okay. But if we're talking
Wild Wild West, yes. I swear to God.
Yes, that's the next one up. I don't like it. I do not like it whatsoever. It's an awful movie. Do you want to know? You were talking about The Matrix.
So his awful movies are fine, but Tom Cruise's awful movies can't talk about. Is that what you just said? Said earlier. Oh, we can't talk about Mission Impossible because I don't like them.
I don't think they're action movies is what I was saying.
Are you kidding me?
No, but maybe I fall asleep before anything action happens.
At the very beginning of every one, there's some sort of action.
Oh, I'm already out then. I don't know what to tell you. I haven't seen them in years, but all I remember from those fucking movies is everyone just pulling off bullshit masks to be other people. And how many?
That's some of it.
I know this is like a hack joke, but how many impossible missions can a person be on before you're like, hey, maybe this guy's going to probably do it?
I think he's on 8.
Yeah, that's too many.
How good he is.
Wild Wild West was a project that Will Smith accepted
and
turned down. The Matrix.
Between only you and I.
Did you know
that? I watched Wild Wild West probably 300 times. Loved it. I thought it was quirky as crap. I didn't think it was good, but it was so quirky. And the guy with the little spider legs, fantastic.
The only part of that movie that I can remember like actually enjoying is that part where they are with Will Smith and the guy with the spider legs are trading insults back and forth. That cracks me up every time.
Yes. I didn't mind the movie. I didn't like the movie, but I didn't mind it.
And then Will Smith does kind of back away from like the action movies, but still like big movies like with Ali, I think. And
Ali was freaking awesome. I still to this day think that's his best one. Legend of Bagger Vance.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. But then it's like Men in Black 2 again, mm-hmm. Bad Boys 2, iRobot.
I like iRobot.
Like I said before, this is a different genre, but you know, like mm-hmm. Hitch, I Am Legend, Hancock.
Hancock was horrible.
Everyone loves
The
Pursuit of Happiness. Everyone loves 7 Pounds. And I don't want Will Smith
I don't remember which one was which.
I want them fucking people up, or I want them making me laugh. I don't want sad Will Smith.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean? Is 7 Pounds the one where he had the disease and he was like giving out his organs?
He didn't have a disease. He was going to kill himself.
Oh, okay.
I think he had a wreck and killed his family or something like that.
Oh, okay. Probably 2008, last time I saw it when it came out.
He picked people that deserved his organs.
Right.
And killed himself with a jellyfish.
That's gotcha.
It's fucking stupid. Okay. And here's where he really, really fell off for me, where I'm like, okay, he might have iffy movies now.
The rest of his career?
After Earth. That one he did with his awful, non-talented son.
Right.
That's an awful, terrible movie.
I think Men in Black 3 was the last good movie he did. Good movie.
I liked Focus. It wasn't like an action movie by any means, but I liked it. I never saw Collateral Beauty. I know people talked about that a lot. Now, we're supposed to be talking about action movies. And don't lie, we're just talking about Will Smith. I haven't seen him anything good for a while. I'll always watch the Bad Boys movies because of, you know, how much I love the first couple.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 2 came out, like, I was like in a prime age for Bad Boys 2. I fucking loved that movie.
Yeah.
But he's done a lot of shitty ones. And I mean, you're probably right. Like overall, because Tom Cruise has been doing it at a high level for a very long time. Like he probably does have way more.
I mean, here's the thing. He has longevity over.
Yeah.
I mean, Risky Business, which I consider like his first really come out movie
What was that football movie he was in? All the Right Stuff for All the Right Moves or some bullshit like that. What about The Outsiders? You don't count The Outsiders?
I don't, because he wasn't in it. Like he wasn't like a main star in it, I don't think. And that's what I'm talking, like lead role.
Yeah.
Like Risky Business, I think, was the first one where he got, you know, his feet wet in that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, All the Right Moves was after that, which I think that one did well. But then came Top Gun in 1986.
Yeah, Top Gun is one of my favorite movies of all time.
It is. Then right after that was The Color of Money, which was fantastic.
I don't know if I remember The Color of Money.
Him and his dad were pool sharks.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Freaking fantastic movie. It was a good movie. Then right after that was Cocktail.
Sucks.
Horrible movie.
Cocktail fucking blows, man.
Music was good in that movie. I still have the soundtrack.
I know a guy that could recite from memory that little thing that he did, and I'm like, you've got to, like, that's not a cool thing to do. You know what I mean? That's not a cool party trick. Like, you might just be like an alcoholic is what is happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's next? Keep going.
Next is Young Guns.
He's barely in that.
I really didn't remember.
He's barely in that. In fact, I think what happened was he was just on set. So they dressed him up and you can barely see that it's him.
It was just on this list. I don't remember him. So skip that one. Cocktail to Rain Man.
Fucking love Rain Man.
Rain Man was awesome.
It's not a summer blockbuster.
We went through Will Smith just like that. They weren't either. Born on the 4th of July.
He's okay. I get why people like might like it. It's one of those movies, like, it's not for me, but I get why it's important.
And then one of my favorite movies, because Mellow Yellow sponsored it, Days of Thunder, baby.
Rubbin's Racing.
Yeah. Rubbin's Racing.
that is such a good movie.
I think it was Hardee's that had the sponsorship for that one. And they had, because they had Mellow Yellow in that, and they had the Days of Thunder cups. And
really?
Yeah. I mean, you were 4, so probably don't remember that.
I was really young,
I was like 13. I hate you. Right after Days of Thunder was Far and Away. I don't remember that one. I think women liked it. Nothing again. I mean, that's fine. And then came, I think, even later on, or anything, I think the 3 best movies in a row. He did A Few Good Men, The Firm, and then Interview with a Vampire.
Those are really good.
And, I mean, bam, bam,
people,
bam.
A lot of people give Interview with a Vampire shit.
Oh, no. I think
Interview with... the weird, what's the word I'm looking for? Like the weird homoerotic tone out of it.
Yeah.
It is two great actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing great acting. It's, I mean, I'm not the homoerotic part, like, you know, that's not like, I'm like, oh my God, gross. Like, it's not, that's not what I'm saying.
And,
but people shit on a lot because it was the vampire movie made fun of before Twilight.
You know, right. I mean? Yeah.
Only it's good. Twilight fucking blows. And I'm going to say that right now. I know a few people that's going to listen to this is going to be very upset that I said that.
Wow.
But they're awful.
One's terrible. The door away.
They're the worst bullshit movie I've ever seen in my life.
I've had to watch those things so many times.
Same.
And it's just horrible.
Yeah. They're awful.
Yep. So, yeah.
That's a different
podcast. Interview of Vampire. Very good. Very good. Yeah. After that was Mission Impossible 1, which you haven't seen.
No,
you don't get to say you've seen it. You said you fell asleep through all
of it. No, I have seen the first one. The only cool part to me about that
is when the head thing goes off.
That first movie is that iconic scene where he's like dangling down from the ceiling. Oh, yeah. You know? And that was like suspenseful. I remember even as a kid being like, oh, this is cool, you know? And I remember Mission Impossible 2. I think they went in a very different direction.
It was like a...
Because all I remember was really elaborate slow motion scenes.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe. So I'm about to rewatch them all because, you know, the new one.
So, new one's and I know so. How much you guys love them. We talk about that a lot. Really? That is the only reason that I shit on them so much because I pulled it up the other day to start watching. I put them all in a queue so I can watch them all before the new one comes out.
Yeah.
I knew how much you liked them. So I thought I could argue a little bit.
So, but actually, so that was number four.
Okay.
Of the, and the very next one is Jerry Maguire. So really he had five bangers.
Jerry Maguire is another one of those. It's like, it is up there with one of my Think favorite of the, movies of all time.
So here's another thing with Tom Cruise movies. And not just Tom Cruise, but a lot of movies like this. Think about the iconic thing said in them. Like, you know, give me the money.
That's wrong. You said it wrong.
I know, and I...
Shit. You said it so wrong.
Son of a...
You were so proud of it.
I was not proud, because as I was saying it, I knew it was wrong.
Dummy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
My brain just completely went when I went to say it.
Jerry Maguire is one of those like very quoted movies.
Yeah.
Very quoted.
You complete me.
Yeah. Sometimes, depending on who it is, I'll still answer the phone. This Kush.
That's Kush. No, that's good stuff. And I mean, I'm not even like, I'm like a quarter way through his movies right now.
Yeah. He also has done a lot of really not good ones.
Yeah, he's done a ton of not good ones.
Vanilla Sky.
I literally just looked and I was like, oh yeah, Vanilla Sky.
So every few years I'll sit down and be like, okay, maybe I just didn't get it. Let me hold on. I'll put it in, and halfway through I'm like, nope, I got it. It sucks.
You put it in.
Put it like, on, I guess.
Yeah. Like, see, like you have a DVD.
So here's a,
is it DVD or Blu-ray?
Yeah. So, but
here, VHS.
I'll tell you why. Like that's in my head is because I'm waiting. I thought of a story about, because I'm at Blockbuster movies, going to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
So I was going to talk about that in a second. So like in my head, I had like DVDs in case of this thing.
Actually, one of his the Mission Impossibles, those are great and everything. But truthfully, I think one of his best movies that I really like, and I can watch it. I'll watch it a couple times a year, but it's Minority Report.
Dude, I really do like Minority Report.
It's such a great idea.
It's good. It's a good movie. Well, I don't know.
Not an idea, but I mean, idea of a movie.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a good.
It's a great plot, I think.
I don't know if it's a good movie, but I do enjoy the movie. It's one of those ones that I like a lot.
Yeah, and then you had the Jack Reacher movies.
I've never seen those. I know there's that Jack Reacher show on. And that guy is like
fantastic.
I've seen some of that and I like it, but that guy's like the Incredible Hulk. So you're telling me that Tiny Tom Cruise played that fella?
Well, that's wild. Also, what's his name from The Office? Jim from The Office. I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
John Krasinski?
Krasinski.
Yeah.
He's Jack Reacher also.
Okay. At least he's tall, I guess.
I mean, compared to Tom Cruise, I mean, he's not a buff like that.
No, but
actually, he is in these. Okay. I can talk about
this.
Tell
me about John Krasinski's body, Jeff. Tell me.
It's not too bad in these. I'm just letting you know. But I really like the stories, the Jack Reacher stories too, though. So, I mean, I think they're great stories. So, I think you could put Will Smith in Jack Reacher and I'd watch it.
Not anymore, I wouldn't.
Eh, I'd still watch it. I watch it for the articles. I mean, I watch it for the plot.
Blockbusters is, if you look at Tom Hanks' run.
Oh, yeah.
That is, speaking of like just good movies in a row, that has to take the cake.
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie? Just, you get one.
My favorite, or what I think is the best? So this is a topic we get like.
Let's go with your favorite.
My favorite is Castaway, 100%.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Which I know is, might be controversial because he's been in a lot.
No, I don't think that's controversial at all. It's hard for me. I'm sorry. That was a big pop.
Because I want to say, like, I would love to say Forrest Gump, because that
movie. That is my, yeah, that's mine. Just because I love Forrest Gump, because it goes through all the different, you know.
Yeah, it's great.
Decades and stuff like that. Forrest
Gump is on my list too. But this, Castaway has this, just because of the ending.
Yeah.
That line at the end, he says, tomorrow the sun will rise and you never know what the tide is going to bring in. Like, he was going to kill him. That one just gets me every time. And also, I think Castaway might have been one of the first movies I went to see by myself. And my friend, who's the same age as me, maybe even older, is a tiny, tiny person. And they would not let us buy tickets because
he was
PG-13 and they did not believe he was 13 years old. So we had to have someone buy his tickets to get to see Castaway. Not to even see like some goal. It was just fucking Castaway.
Then you had the Green Mile.
Green Mile's also great. Yeah, Tom Hanks had a lot, dude. Yeah. I mean,
I'm talking
Toy
like...
Toy Story.
I'm talking like Desert Island. If I had, you know, five movies to pick. Forrest Gump and Green Mile may make that list.
Yeah.
Number one, they're long.
Yeah. They encompass a lot.
Yes.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about...
So, we're not Tom here Hanks to talk...
We're talking about Summer Blockbuster, and we've barely talked about any of them.
It's okay. We got time. It's our podcast.
So that apparently, if you can find a point in any of this bullshit we just said, that's what a summer blockbuster is.
I don't know what it is now.
Or it was, I guess. I think it's changed quite a bit because of Marvel. Well, just Disney as a whole. I used to love the UFC. I used to really like when it was...
They had no summer blockbusters.
That's not true at all, actually. When it was once a year, and then it became like a couple times a year, and then once a month, they'd have, you know, these big fights or whatever. But then it got to the point where it was every Saturday night was a fight. And
you're
just like, who's got the energy for all that, you know? That's the way I feel right now about all of the Disney... like IPs.
Yeah, but the Disney IPs have been there.
I know, but the ones that they're pushing now is Marvel.
Right.
Every fucking 2 months, there's a new Marvel movie or a show or whatever.
Fair.
And what they're doing with Star Wars. At first, it was like, oh, man, it's cool to see more Star Wars. And now it's like, okay, there's a lot of Star Wars.
But there's a lot of Star Wars. I understand what you're saying.
I'm getting IP fatigue.
Yeah, but I mean...
intellectual property fatigue.
How much of that is going to the movie theaters? Not a lot of it. Marvel, most of that...
Marvel. Especially, well, I guess they kind of toned back a little bit.
Yeah,
because most of that is... For a while, it was fucking... every month or two is a new Marvel movie coming out.
Yeah. In Marvel, I can go, but like Star Wars, definitely no.
No, that's all mostly on.
Yeah, it was on streaming.
But I was just more referring to how Disney is just oversaturating a market.
Right. But I mean, I think that goes back to, you know, if you're looking at like oversaturation of just movies in general, I think we're way oversaturated on movies. Like there's so much out there.
And I don't think that's
necessarily bad.
None of them are like original movies. That's all either giant IPs that you can pull off of. And that's another problem too. But again, that's not what we're here to talk about. We keep getting off topic.
It's kind of part of that though. Cause I mean, you talk about summer blockbusters and what's coming up and all that. And you look at, you know, where are the summer blockbusters coming up right now? I mean, truthfully, Mission Impossible. How to Train Your Dragon. I mean, these things are, you know, like you're saying.
Me and my five-year-old are pretty stoked about How to Train Your Dragon.
I'm pretty excited about How to Train Your Dragon. It is, How to Train Your Dragon was one of the most emotional roller coasters in all the movies. Like, all of them. And then there's a TV show.
I've never seen the TV show.
Oh, TV show is great.
Never seen it.
Yeah. My youngest watched, like, all of them. And then we got the Minecraft. So if he has Minecraft on his iPad, you can download a mod for it that has all the How to Train Your Dragons and everything on it.
Very cool. He would love that.
Yeah.
He would love that. Yeah, we're going to see it next weekend, Father's Day.
That's awesome.
Pretty stoked.
Yeah.
You guys should come.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know if my kid's going to be able to sit in a movie theater for that long.
I'll just go fuck myself then. That's fine. Sorry for asking.
Actually, no. Actually, okay. That may work. I forgot because my wife, hi honey, is, she was talking about like taking the, Jaden, our youngest, to go see it. And we could do that weekend. Okay. I think Jackson doesn't care if I'm here or not on Father's Day.
Yeah, he's fine. I bet he doesn't know when Father's Day is.
He does. Doesn't. Funny enough, I asked him yesterday. I was like, what did you get me Father's Day? He goes, I'll have to ask Mom. Or no, he goes, I'll have to find out. That's what he said. I'll have to find out. And he goes, when is it? I was like, 3 weeks. It's going to sneak up on him.
Yeah, it will.
So yeah, I think a lot of movies have just... There's so many out there, like you said, but most of them are, you know, same IP.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I agree with you. The original stuff, it's hard to find something original that's just really good.
You know what's funny? That's not always a good thing, right? People bank on that now of like, oh, they don't want to put a movie out that doesn't have like a fan base associated with it already. But... Look at, okay, so this is an action, but just like the big summer movies in general, right? Like Caddyshack was a big summer movie, right? Yep. Caddyshack 2 fucking sucks.
Yep.
Speed, big summer movie. Speed 2.
Awesome.
Speed 2 is awful. You know it's awful. It's like one of the worst. But like, so doing a sequel to something just because the first one did well, it's not always a good thing.
Not always. And sometimes the first one's not good. They do a sequel and then the sequel's better. And that's how the first one gets popular.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Name three of those. I don't mean do well. I mean where the sequel's better than the original.
Harry Potter.
You think the sequel's better than the original?
The second one's better than the first one.
Okay.
I mean, the first one, I mean, it kind of sucked.
Okay. Two more.
So you got me on rope here. And I had one in my head when I was saying that, and I can't remember what it was.
I can really only think of one.
Which one's that?
The Godfather.
Oh, I wasn't even going that far back, but yeah.
Godfather 2 is better than the first one. I can't think of another movie where the sequel, especially if it is a comedy, God, has there...
The Dark Knight.
You're not wrong because like The Dark Knight Rises is...
But he's not going to say I'm right.
But my only caveat to that was a trilogy from the beginning, right? Like that was the plan was to do these three.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. So, like, okay, I'll give you that one.
When you think of an actual... Like, you're right.
Though. One versus
that,
two.
That absolutely... The Dark Knight Rises is a phenomenal movie.
Friday the 13th, too.
You think it's better than the first one?
The first one was just his mom. Got to see the hockey mask and everything in the second one.
I think that's a scary. I think the first one's scarier.
Nah.
Because then...
You have...
The second one, at least, is before it becomes supernatural, where he's...
Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was better than one.
I disagree with that, too.
Oh. You liked the dude? Like... Oh, gosh. Anyway, I can't think of the name. I like the second one better than the first one.
But that also is a different episode. We're going to talk about horror.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, you asked me the sequels.
I'm really, I'm trying to think of.
I may come in next week with an answer to that one.
Do some research on that, because I will too, because I really can't think of any. If you guys know of any sequels that are better than the original, I forgot people were listening to this.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I forgot that we were recording this. So, I was just mad over here, and I forgot that the other people were going to hear this.
Yeah, so before we started this podcast, we just did this daily.
This is what we did, yeah.
Yeah, and we just argued until, you know, we were like, I got to go because of something fake.
Usually because I was, I know this is going to sound crazy to people that know me, but I really enjoy arguing with people.
No.
Even if I don't like fully believe in what I'm arguing about, it's a lot of fun for me.
Well, yeah, just to get the rise out of people.
Yeah, it's a good time.
But funny enough, I do that with him all the time.
Yeah, and I know you're doing it, but it's still, I can't let it slide. I'm also the kind of person that can't let it slide. Like, I know you're fucking with me.
Right.
And I would love to just be able to like, yeah, it doesn't matter because I know that you don't actually believe this, but I need to say it out loud so that everyone's aware. He needs to get
the point across.
Yeah, it's a problem I have.
I like exploiting that problem.
Yeah, no, it's really the foundation of our friendship.
Absolutely.
Wait till we get to the barbecue episode. We might have to do it from different rooms.
Carolina barbecue. That's what I'm talking about.
I swear to God, Jeff.
Memphis. No, Memphis is better than Carolina.
We're talking about.
He can't even talk.
We're talking about movies right now.
I just made him speechless. Best day of my life.
Because I was about to go off on a tangent, and I'm like, they don't want to hear me yell at you about how wrong you are about barbecue when they already know that you don't even believe what you're saying. But it's still...
And that's just that right there. You know a barbecue I like, and you know it's not those two.
I'm so mad right now.
But I put it out there in the world that two other barbecues are better than what he likes. So he just cannot stand that because he can't get a word in to say what is the best in his opinion.
We're all allowed our own opinions and preferences. And if you do not like Kansas City barbecue more than the rest of them, that preference is fucking stupid. It's not even a competition. In fact, they do hold competitions and we tend to win a lot.
Memphis wins most. Depends on where they're held, too.
God damn it, Jeff.
And I'm not being like facetious there either. Like, really, I think that really depends on where. If you hold a barbecue, contest down in Texas, Texas brisket's going to win.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like real barbecue competitions.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying.
Not like the one. Do you remember the one we had?
But here, I bet you most
2 years
of,
ago.
I bet you most of the competitions you've gone to were in Kansas City, or in that area.
Yeah.
So, if you go to Memphis and go to
that was A, because that's where I lived,
and right.
B, that is where the larger competitions are held.
Memphis is where so many are held, also in Georgia.
The World Series of Barbecue.
Not every year. It moves.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
This is, save this for this episode.
Okay, yeah, we'll save this one. And I may be wrong on that.
You are wrong. You are. Anyway.
I'm looking it up, though.
That's fine. I don't even know where the fuck we were.
Well, we were talking about Disney and Marvel, how they ruined everything because they're
ruined everything.
Ruined everything. Even though I love the,
I was all about Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
And then Endgame happened and I'm like, cool, we finished this thing. And they're like, but that next week,
phase one.
Next week, we've
or
got another
four or whatever
fucking Spider-Man or whatever. And I'm like, God, give me, okay. This was, it was an emotional roller coaster.
It right? was. And I agree with you. And I was talking to my wife about this, was that, When that ended, like, we needed a break.
Yes, we needed a summer off.
And we didn't get that. I didn't mind the Spider-Man movie because...
Are you talking about the one that had all three of them in it?
Yes.
I did like that. We went and saw that in theaters,
yeah.
I think,
yeah.
together. That actually was a lot of fun because it brought everybody together.
Yeah, so I didn't mind that one too much.
Tobey Maguire Spider-Man would count as a summer blockbuster. Not my favorite of the Spider-Mans, but
I liked that one.
I don't
that's also
it,
because that's when favorite. It really, I mean, movie wise, that's when it came back to like Because I'm trying to think of the one before that. They had a Spider-Man movie before that, but I think it was like in the 70s or 60s. It was an older one.
But they didn't do a lot of superhero movies at all for a little bit.
No.
That was the first one for a while.
So, I mean, for me, you know, that was a huge deal.
Yeah.
I mean, coming out like that, and I mean, I was an adult.
And I was not. And Sam Raimi directing, which I love Sam Raimi. If anybody's a fan of Evil Dead and things like that, Army of Darkness, that's Sam Raimi. He got to direct those Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. That was pretty cool. Mm. But yeah, we definitely needed a break after Tony Stark died. Spoilers, if you haven't seen it, sorry.
That's on you at this point. I mean.
On me or the listener?
On the listener.
Yeah, that was a big thing. You should know by
now. Yeah.
But we definitely needed a break from that. And we just don't really have, all those 100 blockbuster movies now are superhero movies.
Yeah.
And I'm a nerd, so I love superhero movies. But at some point, I still want to see a face-off every now and again.
Yeah.
I still want to see some wild shit. You know what I mean? Like we said, Top Gun or something like that. And we got to see Maverick, which was great. But
right.
I want something outside of superheroes every once in a while, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I like just cartoon stuff sometimes. Outside of action, you know, just for, you know, if you don't have kids, it's different. Like before kids, you know, I was about, you know, action, action, action. You don't want to go see the action. Then you have kids and you're like, well, I have to watch these cartoons. Then you start getting into cartoons and you realize they're fun. So
I've never been a huge fan of animation. There are a few that I do like. There are very few animated films outside of Pixar movies that I really like. Some of the DreamWorks stuff too,
something like that. But I mean, that's 90% of them right there. So I mean,
true. I was kind of going more of the adult, not like porn, but like adult animation. You know what I mean? Like a lot of course, this goes back to superhero. But
Nightmare
a lot of people,
Before Christmas.
A lot of people, don't like it.
I'm not a big fan of Nightmare Before
Christmas. People fucking love it, and I'll never understand why.
Yeah, I see that. I see what you're saying there, but I mean.
I mean, people love those animated Batman features. Features, like an old man. Those feature length film, you know. I don't like those either. I've never seen them. I'm sure they are great, but I don't. There's something in my head that just won't let me.
No,
watch a cartoon movie.
The only cartoon stuff I watch, I mean,
like kids movies.
Kids movies.
Yeah. Same.
Ice Age, man. Jackson used to go watch every year they had a new one.
Yeah,
we'd go and watch them.
There's a lot more of those than I thought there were.
Yeah, Cars.
I remember one or two, but yeah. Like I said, Shrek movies are good. Toy Story is, amazing.
Yep.
The Monsters Inc.
Kung Fu really Panda.
Fun. Kung Fu Panda is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of those that I really do, even as an adult, like
Kung Fu Panda.
Those are kid movies. I don't like the
adult. I'm just gonna say right now. It was the second one with the peacock. And we were on a trip from where we lived, about 8 hours away. And my son had that on the DVD player with no headphones the whole time on repeat. The funny thing is, I can watch it today and it's still fine. But for a while there, I didn't want to hear anything about that movie. I didn't want that movie turned on. And it was there and back. So it was 16 hours. And I even went out, when we got there, I was I can't take this anymore. So I went and got the first one because we forgot that one. That's what happened. We forgot that one. So I went and bought the first one. He had the second one. I think the third one had just came out. I mean, I think I paid $25, which I wouldn't have done that for a DVD.
Right.
This is during time of Blu-ray.
Right.
And and he still wanted to watch the second one.
Over and over and over
again. Oh, it was the worst.
That's awful.
Still love Kung Fu Panda. Still one of my favorites. But yeah, that second one I don't have to watch that one nearly as much.
Jack Black wears on me a little bit.
Ah, man. I understand that. I do. And especially in my case, that one movie, yeah. like hearing his voice that much. Yeah. But I think in a animation scene like that, it's not as bad.
Yeah. It's not as Jack Black.
I think, in a movie, like, I think, cause he reminds me of, this is where everybody's going to laugh at me because I forget people's names. He was, bigger dude on Saturday Night Live, died.
Chris Farley.
Thank you. I can't believe I couldn't remember that.
Yeah, I can't either, buddy.
I was thinking Chris, all I could get was Chris Rock and I knew that wasn't it. Farley. So he reminds me of Farley, and because of his movements, mm-hmm. because of like, he's just kind of crazy when he moves.
Yeah.
So he reminds, and he's loud. He reminds me of Chris Farley. And I liked Chris Farley, but I didn't like Chris Farley a lot. Like I could only watch like, Tommy Boy. Love the movie.
Yeah.
I could watch it once. I'm not going to watch it for another 3 months. Love the movie. I just, that much Farley was just too much for me.
I totally get that. When I was a teenager, I loved Jack Black. I thought he was hilarious. Yeah. Nacho Libre, when it came out, was one of my favorite movies.
The fact you said as a teenager in Jack Black really bothers me.
When Nacho Libre came out, I was probably a little older. I was probably in my 20s by that point. But you have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to look that one up.
But I loved that. But now that I'm older, I'm like, okay, man, fucking take a break. What year did it come out?
2006.
Oh, no. I was a teenager still. That's when Nacho Libre came out?
Yep.
No shit. Yeah, that was your graduate.
How old do you feel now?
You're at graduate high school. How old do you feel?
I never watched it. I've never seen Nacho Libre.
No, I know, but 2006 was the year I graduated high school.
I did not see the movie is all I'm saying.
So I meant to tell this story earlier and I got sidetracked with
I was almost out of school Tom for 10 Cruise years at that point.
Barbecue. Yeah, that's wild, man. It's... You fucking old. You're old.
You should respect your elders.
I should. Okay? I don't.
I'm just saying.
That's my grandpa. That's not real. It's
never been. Never been high on your priority, huh?
Speaking of someone older, when I was younger, and I'm talking like middle school aged.
Yeah.
My uncle, Aaron, we speaking of like Blockbusters, we would go to Blockbuster every Friday night.
Oh, I love Blockbuster.
And we would get a couple movies and a couple Papa John's pizzas.
Oh, there you go.
And that's what we would do. And I don't know if it was because like I was really cool for a younger kid
or no.
he just wasn't. But whatever the
Venn first diagram, one was a no.
Whatever the Venn diagram was that allowed us to do that is something that I love very much.
Yeah.
Like I always cherish. I got to see a lot of movies that I wouldn't normally see at that age. Not like
imagine on DVD.
Yeah, that was DVD. But they had like just they had like just gotten popular, you know.
No, they didn't. Like 2001.
I got to see a lot of cool movies that I wouldn't normally get to see. Because whatever. And man, that was. I think that's really like what kind of shaped not only like my taste in movies, but kind of my sense of humor and kind of who I am as a person for better or worse.
You can, that's pretty awesome. No. And I mean, the video store was a huge thing. And I mean, I actually miss the video stores, just because, you know, you go in there and just, it's kind of like Netflix now, but it was just open. So you didn't have to scroll through like 50 different things and different, like it wasn't predetermined for you to look through.
And you'd walk through the same ones over and over again until something like jumped out at you, you know, and I miss it too. And the last time I remember renting a DVD from, there were still some family videos.
Yeah.
Like around 2010 to 2012 ish. Last time I kind of remember doing that. We would I didn't even know you could still do that. And I remember, me and my roommate would go do that pretty regularly. We'd
rent All-Star movies. Video was here in town when you were here because it closed down pandemic.
It was not open when I moved here.
All-Star Video, are you sure?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It had just closed down within a couple of years, but
I thought it closed down during the pandemic and never came back.
It was before that. I know, like, there's been a few of those little shops.
Right. And that was a small one.
But I do miss that. And I think that if you get the right neighborhood with, like, hipsters now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think there might be enough.
Right. Because you could do that. You could do a record store.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have, like, the old school candies and stuff like that.
I think we should open up a DVD rental store.
I don't know if there's enough here where we live. But no, like going back to that, because I remember, you know, back in like the 80s going to it was called Mega Movies, mm-hmm. and it was VHS, and they had these, you know, click. I still remember the cases they would come in, you know, like they would go in there, yeah. and they're snapped and everything. They were really cool. But they were all VHS.
The sound and feeling of those.
Yeah.
Those, you know what I mean? Yep. That's like a nostalgia.
It's nostalgia, yeah. The same thing with the, and I remember the like Nintendo and Super Nintendo and those games, because I'd go there and get those, and, you know, and then we'd get a movie, and then you could rent systems there, and you could rent
the system when I was real young.
Yeah. So when we first came to Oklahoma, we had to get we didn't have a VCR because they were still kind of new. So we used to rent a VCR about once a month.
Yeah.
And that's how we did it. Like we'd rent a VCR from Mega Movies. And Mega Movies, funny enough, like a lot of movie rental places was taken over by Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. they came in and, you know, bought the building and just put in their own stuff.
Can you imagine if Blockbuster would have paid attention to the online fucking part? I mean,
they had it. I mean,
they
had it. There were, it was Blockbuster. Who was it? Netflix went to them and said, hey, you know, we'd love to merge with you guys. Yep. And, you know, it was going to be such a good deal for Blockbuster. And Blockbuster said, nah, we don't need you. We can do it. How stupid.
It's amazing how quickly Blockbuster went under.
Oh yeah, it was.
I mean, it was like one day they were everywhere, and then the next day, like they're all gone.
Well, yeah, because you had not only streaming, but you had Redbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then with Netflix, the DVD side of it, plus they had the streaming, plus I mean everything in one place. So yeah, they got enveloped quickly. I mean, I imagine it started falling, you know, at some point, before we really noticed.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, it was a tidal wave.
It's crazy.
There's still that one.
It's like Alaska or something like
that.
Yeah,
I think it's Alaska.
Yeah.
May not be there now that I say that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably closed down now. I think Netflix, which is ironic, did a like a sitcom based around that last Blockbuster store.
It was a documentary thing.
No, they did. I'm sure.
Oh, really?
That existed, but there was a sitcom.
No, yes, yeah. I do remember that. Now you say that.
I've never seen any of it, but that's just funny to me.
I do remember. Yeah, did
it. Yeah. Okay. Well, we've barely talked about actual summer Blockbuster movies.
well, we talked about like the
if they weren't watching done them and, if they weren't done by Will Smith or Tom Cruise, we've not talked about it at all.
I guess you're right.
You know what? We'll make up for that on the next episode because some of these other genres, I don't know that we'll talk as much about. So maybe we can throw some more action in there.
Right.
But before we go, I want to know your top five summer action movies of all time.
Okay. No, we're going to have you go first this time.
Okay.
Because I've been going first.
All right.
So I want to hear yours.
It's because you can't remember the names of them and you.
Exactly. I don't have them written down at all.
And again, I always preface this to say that this is from my heart, not what I think is like the best or the best, you know, highest grossing or any bullshit like that. It's just from my heart. Jaws.
No, are these going in order?
Yes.
Okay.
From, you know.
5 to 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jaws, which I don't know if you're going to let me have because apparently that's a horror movie.
That is a horror movie. It's not an action movie. And I will fight you on that.
Okay. I'll take that out. And I'll put Die Hard there because it was real close.
It's a Christmas movie.
But it came out in the summer.
That's fine.
It is a Christmas movie, though. You're right. It is a Christmas movie. Back to the Future.
Good one. Yeah.
Top Gun.
Good.
Jurassic Park.
Good.
And Armageddon.
Oh, Armageddon's a good one.
It is one of those movies. And again, I understand why it's not a good movie. But it is such a good movie.
No, it is. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's a great movie.
It is.
Whoever says it's not a good movie.
Again, from like a technical standpoint.
Think about the comedy. I mean, he's riding a nuclear warhead.
Yeah, I don't think critics like that sort of thing. Is what I'm saying. And there's so many good lines.
It's a great love story too, though.
Oh yeah, it's great.
So
it's Affleck at like just the beginning of the peak of Affleck, right. And of course got Bruce Willis.
Liv Tyler.
Anything with Bruce Willis? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Liv Tyler. It's got an Aerosmith song for the soundtrack. So it's got a lot of things going for it. A lot of explosions. It's one of the few Michael Bay movies that I'm like, okay, I really do enjoy this. You know what I mean? The explosions fit in well.
There. That was in 99,
somewhere in there. Yeah. Okay, what's yours?
Okay. I actually don't have mine in an order because I was just doing five.
Okay. It is the top five. But okay.
Okay. I can put them in order as I go.
No, say whatever you want. I don't care.
So number five. I would like to point out before I start this, you and I do not have one in common.
None. Shit. I really thought, because we had talked before about how one of them is like kind of funny, so I don't know if it's an action movie. And that one for me was Back to the Future. I didn't know if you were going to let me have Back to the Future.
I think you're going to get what that was. So I'll go number five, Ghostbusters.
Love it. Yeah.
Number four, Terminator 2.
I love Terminator 2.
Number three, Men in Black.
Amazing.
Number two, Batman the Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And my number one, Star Wars A New Hope.
I knew you were going to say Star Wars. I knew that was going to be for you.
And I was, it was either going to be that one or Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. And the only reason I say A New Hope is because it was the beginning of it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
This isn't part of this at all, but just quickly, out of the nine now that exist, which is your favorite Star Wars film?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's two.
Okay. What are they?
Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
I love the turn. I mean, that's how Darth Vader became. Uh-huh. I mean, and then Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah. Empire for me, for sure. Is my Return of the Jedi I like a lot, and I know
it's really good.
I know I laughed at you for Revenge of the Sith, and Return of the Jedi has a lot of fucking quirky things too. But I think the reason I like that so much is because you get to see like dressed in black, Luke Skywalker fucking shut up,
right?
You know what I mean? That has always been cool to me as a kid. Aaron also showed me Star Wars, so my dad never really cared for.
Lightsabers or
anything that brings people joy. So Aaron introduced me to Star Wars.
Can you think of anyone outside of your top five that you feel like should be in the top five? There's a moth in here. sorry, that was just right over your head, man. It's not hurting you, I promise. That's just outside your top five, but like was a mega blockbuster type. Can you think of it? I'll give you mine. Mine was Avengers.
Yeah.
And the first Avengers, because it was the first time, like you'd seen the movies, you know, before that, you know, with them separately, and I brought them together. So I still don't think that's a top five in my all time list. When you have, and people can shit on me about Ghostbusters all they want. Ghostbusters, everybody in 1985 and 1986 wanted to dress up in Halloween as a Ghostbuster.
From what I hear, I wasn't there. But from what I hear,
I know.
I didn't exist.
I was. I was 6 years old.
My dad was in high school.
Ugh. that was harsh.
And if it makes you feel any better, I doubt he was going.
But I mean, I think that one, which that could be a comedy, but I think it's action. I mean, it seems
it definitely is a comedy, but I mean, there's enough action that just like Back to the Future, there's enough cool shit happening that I think it counts. If not action, action/adventure.
Same thing with Terminator 2. Anybody wants to come at me with that one? You weren't there, or you just don't like those type of movies?
Who's arguing Terminator 2? Because that's, I mean, that's,
there will
that's
be somebody.
One of the, that's one of the like top tier.
That's summer blockbuster when I movies. Think of summer blockbuster, that's the very first movie that pops
also
in my
fits
head.
Into something we were talking about earlier. Much better than the first Terminator.
Yes. See, I told you.
That, well, that's the three. You can't name any more. So it was hard for me to narrow this list down to five.
Oh, me too.
There's a lot it, that I love.
Which, I mean, kind of goes into like why we have two separate lists completely, because there are a lot. But it also comes down to like, if you notice, I mean, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 of my top five were before 2000.
Yeah.
Because that's when I was a kid. That's when, you know, I would go to those and so good. And I mean, Batman, The Dark Knight. Ain't
all of mine were before 2000 as well.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's going on lately? Come on, movie people.
Yeah, and like I said, if Armageddon came out today, well, fucking Armageddon would still be cool. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what cast it would have now.
But would we even know about it?
Probably not.
And that's the thing. Like, there's probably really cool movies, but they're saturated so much that they don't get the same amount of money for hype.
Exactly, because no one's going to put advertising dollars to anything other than giant IPs already.
Not even that. I think it's the fact that these studios, I mean, back then they would have maybe 3-4 projects a piece, you know, so they put a lot of money into that, where now they have so many projects that it's split up. Even though they're making more money, there's so many more things that it's split up between. That's and I would just true. Like to point out, it's dark in this room here, and Josh's laptop light went off, so it looks like I'm interviewing him, and he's trying to keep his identity safe. Like, I look over, and it's just a silhouette. Like he doesn't.
I wish I had the ability to change my voice that much, because I would talk like that the rest of the time. So another one for me that was really hard not to put on this list, and this is one that people are not, I don't think a lot of people love this movie the way that I do. And I mentioned it before, but Face Off.
Face Off was good.
I love Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
In every version of Nicolas Cage, right? The Face Off kind where he's fucking a lunatic.
Yeah.
The National Treasure Nicolas Cage. Where he's
a lunatic.
He's a different kind of lunatic.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Family Man,
yeah.
Which is one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies, where he's a lunatic. But again, they're all different kinds of lunatics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Nicolas Cage. So Nicolas Cage playing John Travolta.
Yeah. Well, and John Travolta playing Nicolas Cage.
Also did a great job. Yeah. But I love that movie so much.
Nope, I agree. It's a great movie.
There's so many. A lot of the ones I wanted to pick had Tom Cruise in them, but I know how you feel about him. So I left him out of my list.
Well, and that's what I was going to point out. Like, none of mine have Tom Cruise in them.
Yeah, and none of mine but had.
One of mine has Will Smith.
One of mine had Tom Cruise, and I don't have any Will Smith. See, what we're saying doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Nah.
We just like to argue with each other. And I really did want to put Men in Black in there.
I mean, that's the year I graduated high school.
God.
Okay. So, I mean, of course we went to the movie theater and saw that, and like, it was so good. It was just one of those memorable movies for me. Same as Ghostbusters. I don't know if I went to the actual movie theater and saw that. I was probably too young for that one. Batman, I went and saw Terminator 2. I went and saw with one of my buddies. That was in 91.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Star Wars, I was not born yet for Star Wars. So I'd like to point that out. I was too young for, so.
You were close.
Yeah.
E.T. I wanted to put on my list.
I did too. That was the first movie I ever remember. I was like three or four. I think it was four. But we went to a drive-in movie theater in Massachusetts and saw that.
There's so 80s and 90s. That's what we should have done this topic on, was just 80s movies and one about 90s. That's what I suggested. Movies.
You said, no, we have to do it this way.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I said. That's how it went down. Anyway.
I got outvoted 1-1.
We'll talk more about this, and we'll talk more about movies in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one I thought was going to be on this list, but turns out it came out in fucking November? Tombstone. I thought for sure that was a summer movie.
Nope. Well, that's a whole other thing. I mean, like, we could do a holiday movie one.
We will. It's going to be mostly, for me, it's going to be mostly Quentin Tarantino movies. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. Mine's going to be, you know, 8 Harry Potters, but or 7, I guess.
I do love me some Harry. We'll do a whole episode on Harry Potter. I have a friend that would be a great guest if we do a Harry Potter episode. She'd be great.
Apparently, I'm not good at Harry Potter. Is what you're saying?
I think we would both do fine.
Even,
Jeff,
even though
calm
what
down.
Movie is mainly turned on my TV when you walk in?
I don't think I've ever come here and seen Harry Potter on TV.
Oh, that there's no way.
I'm seriously trying to think. Hold on, no way. I'm really trying to think. Usually, when I walk in the door, Jaden has a fishing show on.
Okay, yeah.
The other day I came in, no shit, there was a fishing show on the TV. He's outside on your trampoline casting a fishing rod.
That sounds about right.
Or there's wrestling. That's usually what's on the TV. I don't think I've ever come here and the Harry Potter been on the TV.
That is crazy to me. That was always the gag for everybody that used to come to our house, was that, you know, we're just Harry Potter.
Okay, let me ask you a question about Harry Potter before we move on.
Okay. Some of those came out in summer, so we're fine with that.
I know, but that's part of what I was going to ask. Because to me, in my head, for some reason, I always associate Harry Potter with winter and Christmas. Like,
everybody does.
I want to watch them around Christmas.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because there's always Christmas, like it's always that kind in the movies or whatever. But I really do always, in my head, I always think of like winter.
Yeah.
The winter
so
movie.
Not only that, but a lot of people will watch movies in the winter, and for so long Harry Potter was like, because it's a series, you just watch them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people just associate that with that. It's just, you know, something I think just has happened over time, because we do the same thing.
I have a couple confessions to make.
Oh boy.
You know how much I love Harry Potter, right? We're good enough friends. You know how much I love.
Right.
I didn't see a single one of those movies in theater.
Get out.
I never watched any Harry Potter movie until after the last one.
Oh,
way out on DVD.
Oh my gosh.
I never read the books because I don't read. I wish I did. That wasn't a shot at people that do read. I wish I fucking read. There's something wrong with my brain to where I can't, if I hold a page and I'll read it, about 20 minutes goes by and I realize, oh fuck, I haven't been paying attention to anything I've been reading. And I do that for about 2 or 3 hours, and then I get fed up.
Yeah, that happens to me too. And that happens with me just listening to a book, an audiobook. Yeah.
So I didn't understand the Harry Potter craze. There was a kid in high school that was younger than me that just kind of looked like Harry Potter, and I would call him Harry Potter because I've seen the pictures. But that's the closest I came until
you graduated in 06.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
So me and...
So the movies were already out while you were in high school or coming out. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my...
I'm sorry. But the only reason I watched any of it at all... Because I just thought they were always kids movies, right? I thought they would be dumb kids movies.
Well, they grew with the kids. That's the whole point of it.
But even now, like the first one's not super like kid movie. The kids can watch it, but like...
For that age... So like a 12-year-old could watch that.
Yeah, they can, but I'm saying like I don't when I watch it now, I don't think like, oh, this is like for younger kids. The kids in it are younger, but it's still the same, you know.
No, the whole point
themes.
Of like how they even did those movies and in that and like even casting and stuff were for, you know, a kid that age or, you know, just a young adult even at that point. They would watch those movies and they grew with the characters.
Yes, totally understand.
And so No, I get what you're saying, but I think that's how they were made.
I had, it was before streaming was that big, right? So my cable was shut off.
Yeah.
And I was just looking for something to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I found the second Harry Potter movie on DVD my roommate had had.
Yeah.
And I watched
that. Chamber of Secrets.
And I was like, okay, well, I got to go get the first one then to see how we got to here.
Philosopher's Stone.
In a weekend, I watched all of them. I watched all of the movies in one weekend for the first time. And I loved them. And I've loved them ever since. Another confession.
If you talk about Lord of the Rings.
Well, do you want me to talk about Lord of the Rings?
No, I don't.
Because you want to talk about not good movies.
Bro.
I hate them so much. It's 17 hours of people walking barefoot through the woods.
No, it's not.
I've never liked those movies. And I know a lot of people do. I've never liked them. The other confession I was going to make
was... This is where he's wrong.
That's fine. You're allowed your opinion on that. And I'm allowed to think that they suck. When the Avengers came out,
yeah,
people were talking about how good the Avengers was. I had never seen any of the movies leading up to the Avengers.
Yeah.
So, because I did, if it wasn't Batman, I didn't give a shit.
Right.
Superhero wise.
Right? So you're DC.
I was at that time.
Yeah. A lot of people were.
DC hasn't made a good movie in a while.
Right. But I mean, at that point, I mean, you think about Batman.
Right. Love Batman. That's really all I cared about. Right.
Yeah. Green Hornet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Green Lantern. Sorry.
Yeah. That's a great one. But when people were talking about how good Avengers were, and I was like, okay, I guess I'll watch Iron Man. Loved Iron Man. Yeah. And then just kind of went through them quick, you know, to go see Avengers. Yeah. I ended up missing it in theaters, but I've seen just about all the rest of them through Endgame.
Yeah.
I think I have seen all the rest of them through Endgame in the theater.
I've definitely. So I love the Avengers and the series and all of it. Even Loki. I thought Loki was a great show.
I didn't watch it. I've heard good things. It's just, like I said, it was just too much.
It was.
And now I feel, it's one of those things where it's like, there are so many. How do I will never be able to catch up.
Well, so you went and watched, you know, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
So I imagine you were a little lost.
Yeah, but talking to you and like,
because that's where I'm aware.
I'm aware of a lot of that stuff that happened. Yeah.
But yeah. So I liked the one-off movies. You know, the single. You know, Iron Man. I'd say Civil War, not Civil War. Captain America, the first Avenger. I liked the one-offs better than I liked the first Avengers movie. I thought the first Avenger movie was okay. The only thing I loved about it is that they were all together. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, I didn't feel like it had a lot of bite when it came out. You go to Endgame and you watch Endgame and they're like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, that all that stuff was, you know, from the first one.
Yeah.
So you go back and watch it now and you're like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, going back and watching them and knowing the whole story and that, you know, they did a great job on writing.
Keeping everything consistent.
Yeah.
It's a masterclass in that.
And even DC with the new stuff. DC can't keep
four fucking movies consistent.
Okay, speaking of, okay.
Everyone,
actually,
everyone speaking loves of that, that first
summer blockbuster.
Okay.
Superman. What do you...
I'm very excited.
I'm very excited too.
I think Gunn...
It looks good.
I think Gunn is going to turn DC around.
I hope, but we'll see.
Which sucks because, and it doesn't suck, it's going to be good. But the casting they had during this run with like
Zack Snyder, I know.
I thought Ben Affleck would have been a great Batman if anyone knew how to write a fucking Batman movie.
Even
I thought
the thing is, he still did a good job.
Yes, but those movies just suck.
Right, the movies were horrible.
That Batman vs. Superman is such a piece of shit.
I have yet to finish it.
It's such a piece of shit. I wanted to.
I even I watched. To leave what
it.
Was that?
I saw that in theater. It was a buddy of mine's birthday. We went and saw it, and I wanted to leave.
They had a Batman vs. Superman. It was like a extended edition type thing that was really long. Who directed it?
Snyder. They did the Snyder cut.
That's what it was called. Yeah. So I saw that.
Justice League.
So was that Justice League?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the Batman vs. Superman.
No, I've never even watched that. I can't. They're so bad. Zack Snyder is really good at making a trailer for a movie.
Right. Yeah.
But when he can't fill,
when it comes gaps, down to the nuts and bolts,
he of can't fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited to see what Gunn can do over there. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I've liked the one-off DC things that have happened. Like, Robert Pattinson's Batman was a pretty good movie, man. I really enjoyed it. I like Joaquin Phoenix as in that version of that, of the Joker. That was a cool one. I've not seen the second one because it looked awful. I've not seen his sequel. Now we're just talking about comic book movies, which
I know,
which should be a different episode.
And maybe that actually should be one. Because yeah, I mean, cool. we could go back to a lot of different things, like Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely should bring that up.
So,
Are you ready to land this thing?
I think so, man.
All you want to say about summer action blockbusters?
Yeah, and Tom Cruise ruling Will Smith. Yeah.
I think next week we'll probably tackle the romantic summer blockbusters. You may be thinking there's not many of those. That's what I think.
Might have too. To bring the love seat in here.
Yeah, we should get close for that.
Yeah.
We should get close for that. I'm going to bring some chocolate covered strawberries instead of beer.
Okay, sounds good. You brought the strawberry beer today?
Oh, yeah, it's on theme. I was gearing you up for it. You guys, thank you for listening. If you have listened this far, you may have stopped at the beer incident. I don't know. But we appreciate if you've gotten this far. Be sure to follow us at Well, You're Wrong Pod on Instagram. And send us an email at sowrongpod@gmail.com. Make sure you're following us on wherever you're listening to this now. And rate us 5 stars. Leave good reviews. We appreciate it. Tell your friends to listen if you like it. If you don't, tell your friends to listen as a prank. whatever it is, let's get this thing going. We really appreciate each and every one of you, as always.
Absolutely.
Thank you to my favorite listener. I love you. And do you have anything you want to say, Jeffrey? I'm sorry.
It's fine. I want to say thank you to my listener, too.
There you go. You have a favorite listener as well?
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in next week as we not only talk about romantic summer blockbusters, but Jeff tries to argue that life finds a way.
And Josh tries to argue that the world sees a barbecue as the biggest barbecue in the world, but we know that's not right. All right, everybody.
God damn it.